Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second Macau International Film Festival and Awards, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Joe Cole, who is the actor of Prayer Before Dawn. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, nice to be here.
Would you mind telling the listeners maybe a little bit about the character that you play in the movie?
I play a guy called Billy Moore, a real guy who wrote a book about his experiences in Thailand. He was a Liverpudlian who was Thai boxing in Thailand, and then got on the drug scene and became a drug dealer, and then got arrested and locked up in a Thai prison. It's about his experience in this prison. And it's sort of about an addict and a fighter, and yeah, the rest you'll have to go and see it.
Well, I understand that. Well, first of all, it's based on a true story. So, I was speaking to the director, and he said that Billy, real life Billy, was involved in kind of the movie, so kind of as a consultant, and was there from the start. And I was wondering whether you, what was your reaction to meeting him, and how did he help you kind of?
Sometimes what I think when as an actor, when you have to play a real person, it can be nerve-wracking because you don't know how they're going to react to you being cast and then your interpretation of them. But Billy was nothing but lovely and extremely helpful. He was very supportive of my casting, and then he was very helpful in the pre-production. I got the film a year before we actually started shooting, and I met Billy and went to Liverpool, and I was filming Peaky Blinders at the time in Liverpool, so I spent a lot of time with him, going for dinners and just getting to know him and learning about what is actually a very, very complicated, interesting individual. He's not just a thug from Liverpool who got locked in Thai prison. He's a fascinating man, and it was actually a real joy. And he's a good friend of mine now. So yeah.
Would you say it was a difficult shoot? Because the film was quite intense.
It wasn't the easiest. Yeah, it was a hard shoot for sure. It was very, very tough. Very tough. Obviously, we're shooting in a real prison, recently closed down, populated with all ex-prisoners and prisoner boxers, guys who've had very complicated lives before. Jean Stéphane shoots in long takes with no cuts. He wants everything to be real. There's a lot of improvisation. All the fighting is real. All the sparring's real. The punches all connect in the fights. The kicks all connect because he shoots in these long takes with no cuts. So that accumulative experience, adds up, and it takes its toll. But it was a real joy. I think it was a gift for an actor, and one that I relished.
Yeah. But in the film, actually, it's a very immersive experience. The character you portray obviously is kind of like an outsider. Mm. And I was wondering whether you kind of tried to keep your distance while you were working. Because, at the start of the film especially, you're just, you can't understand what anyone is saying. Yeah. So you're kind of a world apart.
Yeah, it was great actually, because we were shooting in Bangkok, in northern Bangkok. The crew was largely Thai, so everyone spoke Thai. And the key crew, the director and the cinematographer and the sound and acting coach were French. And they only spoke to each other in French. So the only person that actually spoke any English was my makeup artist, outside of me. So it was very isolating and alienating from the off, because no one was speaking to me in English. And I spoke in a Liverpudlian accent the entire time I was in Thailand. And I didn't really have any friends. It was a good opportunity just to fully immerse myself in that world and just be in the prison and be present. I wasn't going out. I wasn't drinking. I had nobody in Thailand that I knew. I also didn't have any time. So all those things helped actually to make it as kind of as a real experience as possible.
What about the fighting? Was the physical aspect of your performance?
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of Thai boxing in the build up, and then when I got out to Thailand, I spent a lot of time in these Thai boxing camps. But the real kind of the proper Thai boxing camps, they're very rough and ready. No kind of Westerners, and you know, the showers are kind of grim and and all that stuff. And we did a lot of sparring. I sparred with a lot of Thai fighters, and it was good. I mean, the physical aspect of the film is one of the most important things. So I had to be able to fight. I had to be able to feel. I had to feel strong. I had to look strong physically. So I made sure that I did a lot of preparation so that when I got to the set, I could just relax a bit.
But when you're actually film, so from the answer you just given me, long shots, kind of being isolated, and obviously then there's the physical aspect which just kind of keeps you going. But does it get to a point where you kind of just forget that the cameras are even there?
Yeah, for sure. John shoots like these. I think it was like 12-minute takes or something like that. With no cuts, and he's got no lighting rigs or no big setups. It's literally just the cameraman, me, and all the Thai prisoners. And you do just become, you know, it became very immersive. It's improvised largely. We've got a rough idea of where we're going to go with each scene, but it's largely improvised. I don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen. They've lit the set so that, well, there's very little lighting, which means we have freedom of movement. We can go anywhere with the camera. We can do anything. And it was a joy. And I went on to another film straight after, and they called cut within 10 seconds. And it was a real shock for me because I was used to just having the camera and then forgetting the camera was there. And I knew Jean was never going to cut. So I knew that I could just relax and just be, and not have to try and get a line out or make something happen. I could just be in the environment and do nothing and see what came. It was almost like documentary in a way. It was fascinating.
And do you like kind of working in both types of productions?
Yeah, I do. I actually really did enjoy this one because although it was challenging, I quite enjoy just having my mind and my body occupied the entire time and just being fully in it. It was almost like theatre in a way, where you just kind of for the entire time you're on stage, you are the character, and it did feel like as close to theatre as you can get with this film. And that was down to Jean, and credit to him for allowing that to be the case.
While you're filming, like, are you just stuck in the character, or
I can switch off. I can switch off in the evenings. I mean, I spoke in a Liverpudlian accent the entire time I was in Thailand, and there were certain things that I did just to keep that kind of character there, you know. And I didn't have a social life in Thailand. It was all about the prison. I was just in the prison the whole time, and when I wasn't in the prison, I was in the boxing ring. So it was great, and I was on the other side of the world. If it was in London, it might have been slightly more challenging to kind of isolate myself in that way, but I was able to. And then obviously when I came back to England, I could decompress.
Just getting back to the when you were approached to kind of do the film, was there any aspect of Billy that you connected with immediately and that you could like recognize in yourself?
I'm not as funny as him, but he was funny, and he's charismatic, and he's got the gift of the gab, and he tells a good story, and he's got enough of them. Yeah. He's got many stories, even, you know, many more than. We've captured a few in the film, but he's got many more where those came from. I just think he just sort of had a real kind of like cheeky chappy kind of passion for life and for the film that was very it was enjoyable to be around.
What I'm was fascinated with the self-destructive side. I believe that you always, as a viewer, as a spectator, kind of expect him to. You don't know whether he's going to make it. Like, you know, you know, if you don't know that it was a real thing that happened and that he wrote a book, and you don't know how it's going to end. So, the self-destructive side, could you connect with? Is there a self-destructive side to you?
Thankfully, I don't feel like I've got that brain in quite the same way. You know, Billy's an addict. You know, and yes, he's clean, but he struggles every day, like all addicts do. You know, it's a daily battle. I've got other friends who are addicts who struggle in the same way, and it's an illness, and it's something that has to be recognised as such. So it was. It was important to tell that story, and a lot. It's interesting, you know, a couple of people who've seen the film, I think some found it frustrating that he constantly is kind of, you know, goes back to the drugs and what have you. And in a Hollywood interpretation, it might be different. But a friend of mine who was. An addict for many years, saw the film and it was, and he had to leave afterwards because it was a bit probably a bit close to the bone. But what he said to me, he texted me and he said to me, was he was like, that is a true depiction of addiction. He said, that is what it's like. It's the demon on your shoulder that never goes away. And he said it was all too real. And that for me is all I need, you know, for this film, is to get a reaction like that from somebody who is so close to the story in that way. And I think, you know, I think Billy felt the same way. And I do feel like we have shown that in the right way. You know, it's an illness. It's an illness, and it's an insecurity thing, and a vulnerability, and your brain is your mind is so sort of messed up, and the only way to see any sort of have any calm or have any sort of clarity that me and you might have now, and I don't know you, but you know me that I might have now, the only way to have that sort of clarity is to have a vice. And in an addict's case, it's often, you know, it's drink or drugs. In Billy's case, it was drugs, and his other vice was fighting. And he said the only other time he felt like he could be calm and at peace with himself was when he was fighting, was when he was in the ring. And that's what our film's about.
Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Nice one. Nice to meet you.
And it's a great film too, so congratulations.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.